Well, usually on the long weekends, this is when we like to talk about legislative procedures, and who better to talk to than the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta, also the MLA for Olds Didsbury Three Hills, Mr. Nathan Cooper. Mr. Speaker, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Kenny. It's always a pleasure to be in the hot seat. I have to admit, I was a little apprehensive about taking this interview today, being the 1st of April. I have my guard up. I'm not sure if this whole thing is a big joke, or if we're seriously going to be talking about legislative procedure. And I have some fun facts about the legislature for you today. But
Oh, good.
so warning, I have my guard up.
Okay, well, fair enough. So then I guess in that case of me saying that I will be filling in next week as speaker, you're not as speaker, well, you get some well-deserved time off and you get to go into the legislature and ask questions.
Man, that would be awesome. I just think of the things I would ask. It would be spectacular.
It would be. And, you know, and this is actually something I'm very curious about before we get into it, but I always like to start with the personal, Nathan. Paxton, Peyton, Porter, your three children, how have they been doing?
Man, they are great. Down here in southern Alberta, we have had a real hodgepodge of weather, but today it is beautiful. I'm sitting on the side of a road, just off the 583, basically in the middle of absolutely nowhere. My car's saying 16 degrees. I'm heading out to Dry Island Buffalo Jump Provincial Park, and there's so many great things to explore down here. Like I said, we live right along the Badlands. A creek backs onto our house, so we're gonna go look for some dinosaur bones this weekend
Wow.
and hang out. It's really spectacular. They're doing great, and yep, they're excited about the weekend coming up because we're gonna try to do some fun stuff together.
Yeah, always nice when you can get some long weekends. And now this is something that actually somebody has said to me, and I didn't know how much I believed it, but it could be true. So I understand that, like, as a spe somebody says suggested that the speaker cannot attend caucus meetings. Is that true?
So, each jurisdiction functions a little bit differently, and so some jurisdictions they have an outright you do not attend. Other jurisdictions, the speakers attend caucus meetings when the legislative session isn't in. And in Alberta, we have a bit of a hybrid of both of those systems. So at present, the current premier has a real strong sense of separation of the speaker's office and the premier's office, which is excellent.
Right.
He's a real strong traditionalist in this area, and I think that's spectacular because it gives both wings of government, if you will, the space that they need to operate. And so he doesn't require things of me that wouldn't be fair, and I don't require things of him that wouldn't be fair. And in exchange for that, I also have I don't attend caucus meetings, but certainly during session. Outside of session, from time to time, my colleagues on the less procedural type of discussions and kind of
Yes.
overarching discussions, I will be involved in. But largely speaking, if there's anything about proposed legislation or upcoming details, I remove myself from all of those conversations, and only attend some of the more big picture type meetings. So, but essentially, I don't attend caucus, although I am still a member of caucus.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, no, I always wondered how that worked because I've heard different things in different jurisdictions, and as you had mentioned before in a previous episode, each house makes its own rules. So, I guess one thing that we saw, and I almost found it a little bit weird because I think we had seen something, because I remember one time when we did our last show, I decided to come up and basically do a member statement where I gave thanks to everybody and called them by their names, and I think we recorded somewhere between 9 and 11 minor violations, but still, I guess if you add them up, they could be quite a few. So what I saw a couple of weeks ago was one where I believe one member suggested that the premier might be racist. Have you ever seen like something like that in the House before, or heard of something like that in the House?
Yeah, like this was in this case it was a heckle, and so there was a discussion taking place about racism about individuals outside of the assembly who may be racist or hold racist views. And I overheard a member heckle that you are. And even though it's a heckle and it's off the record, it's important that, you know, during all times, members maintain parliamentary language. And I'm all up for a good heckle. Like, listen, our democracy is the way that we do battle peacefully. And the only tool that members have is their words. And sometimes, you know, interjecting in these types of conversations is important, and sort of trying to get your point across. So I'm all up for a good heckle, but certainly I draw the line when it comes to personal name calling. And you know, the person withdrew and apologized, and I accept the fact that in some of these debates, members can also get passionate. I don't think that any member of the assembly actually believes that that any other member of the assembly is a racist, but from time to time, the passion, if you will, of the moment can get the better of members.
Yeah, for sure. It could sometimes be very electric, and there is, man, you know what, in any parliamentary system, all the members are doing is speaking on behalf a lot of their times, and yeah, sometimes conversations can get very, we'll say, intense. So, Mr. Speaker, you know what, you always have great tidbits and facts for us, and at this point, I'm not even sure what to ask in terms of the great tidbits. You have so many. Can I remember the last time we talked about the one where you suggested to MLA Williams, I won't be voting on any bill, which I realize is actually a true statement. You won't vote on it, but that doesn't mean you can't.
Yes, well, and that's right. The Speaker does break ties in certain circumstances, and we actually just passed a very interesting milestone at the Legislative Assembly of Alberta. March 15th was exactly 115 years of the first sitting of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta. And on that day, March 15th, 1906, 25 members of the Assembly met together, representing about 185,000 Albertans. Now,
wow.
On the very first sitting of the assembly, of course, it wasn't actually in the chamber because the legislature had not yet been built. But I just love this story. The first meeting of our legislative assembly met in the Thistle Roller and Ice Rink. What could be more Canadian than the seat of our democracy taking up an ice rink to begin? So from those humble beginnings, they actually moved the assembly to the McKay Avenue School, where it actually met in a school for several years. And then the actual chamber wasn't built and ready till 1912. So in 1912, we moved over from the rink, the school, and then there. And since that day, over a century ago, 115 years, 954 Albertans have been elected. And today, there's 87 of us that represent about 4.4 million people. And I find it interesting that the first sitting was 25 members for 185,000 people. But here's another sort of fascinating tidbit for you. The average age of those 25 members in 1906 was 46 years and 3 months and 19 days.
Oh, my.
And today, the 30th legislature, with all 87 of us, is just a little bit wiser, a little more sage and seasoning on them, with an average age of 46 years, 4 months, and 1 day. So it's basically the same, but just basically 30 days is all that's in it. The average age of the current member compared to 115 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing. That is really cool that Alberta's first ever meeting of the legislature was actually in an arena, a hockey arena. Now, in saying that, though, I guess in maybe let's just say if you were still speaker in like on the 120th anniversary, can a procedure be arranged where a special legislative session could be held in a hockey rink to commemorate it, or does it have to be in the grounds?
Well, that's a good question. And in fact, one of the interesting things about the pandemic provided us an opportunity to review our business continuity plan, if you will, or which pandemic falls into. And so I actually toured a couple of facilities, and there's five facilities, provincially owned facilities, identified all across the province, where the seat of government could sit, barring unique circumstances. And so, we thought about and planned around what would happen if we couldn't use the legislature building. Where would we convene a sitting of the assembly? So I toured two facilities in Edmonton. I didn't tour all five because they're sort of spread out around the province for strategic reasons, actually, in case other things happened. And so I found that fascinating. So the short answer is yes, under emergency circumstances, we could meet somewhere other than the actual building. But if we were going to go just for interest's sake, and in fact, the legislature in the Yukon, on a number of occasions has met in other places. But if we were going to do that, it would require a special motion of the assembly, to meet somewhere else.
Okay, I guess I'll just let you know that as my power is MLA, I'm gonna try and maybe put forward that order and maybe get the House to go forward on that since it's April Fool's.
Yes, exactly right. Well, there you go. And interestingly enough, there when the province first was established in 1905, there was some great debate about where the capital should be. And
Really?
yes, and the member for Banff at the time made a very significant case that the capital of our province should be in Banff for obvious reasons.
I can see
And
why.
they later settled on Edmonton, so he lost that particular debate, but I think that there's some merit. Maybe we could have a special sitting of the assembly in Banff. It's important that people see their legislature at work and moving around the province. And of course, the beauty of it all. I mean, I think it'd be a national, international news story if we convened a setting in the mountains themselves to get back to our roots.
Oh, that'd be beautiful. But you know what, Mr. Speaker, I'm not going to lie. I mean, now that you've mentioned this, all I can think about, and I'm seeing it in my head right now, is instead of saying order, you're tapping a stick on the ice, and that's how you're getting the MLA's attention. And then
Well,
you're going to.
maybe we could decide teams the way that you and I probably decide shoe teams when we were growing up. We just all the sticks go in the middle, and you just throw sticks on opposite sides of the rink, and then you find out who your caucus colleagues are.
Exactly, and I almost would like to say like the honorable right winger from Edmonton Glenora or something like that, or the honorable assistant coach of justice or something along the lines.
Exactly
You can
right.
have a day like that. It would be a
Yeah.
great thing, but I kind of like the Banff idea for tradition now. Also, I guess in terms of that too, I always like to remind people, or you guys, give you an opportunity to remind it because you've been up to the Peace Country. You've told us here you love it here. It's a great country. And for you, it was great. I know you had an opportunity to get out last summer, despite the restrictions, to see so many places. And talking to Minister Schweitzer the other day, I know he's very optimistic that as more people get vaccinated, life's going to slowly start turning back to normal. How excited are you, possibly, if restrictions are relaxed, of being able to see more of the province this time and meet?
I mean, I obviously I hope that I can get out and share some of the passion about our legislature and our democracy with people all around the province. There's so many great places to be able to visit. But more importantly, I'm excited about the optimism that's in the air, just as an Albertan, like not speaking about the good things that the government is doing or not, but just that sense of hope is on the horizon, that sense that, you know, even if we look at some of the things like the Conference Board of Canada saying good things about our economy again, you know, I think we can all agree, whether you're on the left of center or the right of center, that Albertans could use a break, that we could use some good news coming our way, and so I'm excited about this summer, what that holds for our province, and certainly moving into the fall as we all pull together with that entrepreneurial spirit, that we rally around our communities, that we strengthen each other with our ability to get back together with one another. You know, I've long said that a strong democracy often builds strong communities, and strong communities often build a strong democracy. And that fundamental building block of our democracy is community. And that's why I'm passionate about it, because I believe that these things can actually help make our lives better by strengthening our communities. And so I think it's exciting what is on the horizon for our province and how we can all move forward together.
All right. And Mr. Speaker, the last question for you is actually about the office of the Speaker. And in terms of the office, I know I've seen some photos around. You sometimes talked in the office about certain things. There are so many items in there that it looks like are very traditional, going back like several years.
Yeah, well, one of these times we should organize a Facebook Live or something together, and I'm happy
yes.
The mace is kept in the office, the black rod, a number of other things outside of session. The parliamentary plant is kept in the office, so there's lots of great things that maybe we could do a Facebook Live so folks up there
we'll have to
can see the cool symbols and the important things and how they all mesh together to make this vibrant democracy that we all share.
Okay, so one, and actually, I do have the last final question. This is going to be a bit of a fun one. Is that a lot of times I see that MLAs in Alberta, and we're going back, have always worn a lot of them, the lapel pin that they get. Is that only for MLAs, or can I purchase one at the gift shop?
No, the lapel pin is actually basically a pass, if you will, into the chamber. And so all members are supposed to wear that lapel pin in order to access the exclusive areas, if you will, of the chamber, and particularly at the start of a legislative session when security is getting to know members, that can be the one thing that can help get them access to all areas of the building. But it definitely is not purchasable. It
Darn.
Is one of the few things that is only available to members of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta.
I'll respect that, because that is your pass to get in through security. I guess I probably at that point would just go upstairs into the gallery. Mr. Speaker, we always appreciate you for checking in with us. Enjoy your long weekend, sir. All the best.